For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following piece was authored by Dean Kuypers. This week's guest on Century of Lies program, the author of Burning Rainbow Farm and a reporter for the Los Angeles Beat. The piece is called Prison Love. In the race for governor, Schwarzenegger and Gelidides have abandoned reform and learned to love the powerful prison guards union. California can't afford to keep 56-year-old Beverly Henry in prison, but those who work there just won't let her go. Once a struggling Venice Beach drug addict, she was sent to prison in 1998 for 15 years for selling a $20 bag of heroin to an undercover officer in order to support her habit. Taxpayers know that drug treatment is cheaper than prison. That's why they voted in Proposition 36 in 2000. Which would send a case like hers to rehab instead. But back when Henry got popped, the state lacked the minimum resources to treat drug addiction. So Henry ended up in Chowchilla at the Central California Women's Facility. In Chowchilla, she struggles to survive, intolerable overcrowding and a healthcare system so deadly it's been taken over by the feds. And her continued incarceration is costing state taxpayers $34,000 per year, every year with no relief in sight. Henry is not unique either. Over 70% of the women in California prisons are serving time for nonviolent property or drug offenses. Most are black, like Henry, or other minorities, and many have children and families, and for the most part, prison will provide them with almost no resources to change their lives when they get out. In fact, it will make their situation infinitely worse. No one benefits from the system as it exists today. No one, that is, except the state's powerful prison guard union, the California Correctional Peace Officers Association. The CCPOA has emerged as one of the top contributors to every state legislative campaign in the past decade, and it will spend as much as $10 million this fall, and in the past has fiercely opposed just about every attempt to downsize the prison system. Henry suggests a few in a recent letter passed along by Justice Now, a prisoner's advocacy organization. Quote, if California really wants to reduce the prisoner population, they should eliminate nonsense parole violations that cycle people back into prison and initiate change that happens before a number is attached to an individual's name. Why not build facilities and use them for drug rehabilitation or work furlough programs that people can attend as an alternative to incarceration? These programs are sorely needed and incredibly scarce, particularly in Southern California where so many female prisoners come from. The piece closes with a quote from Schwarzenegger. Quote, our proposal provides for two new prisons, a new crime lab, emergency response facilities, and space for 83,000 new prisoners. We must keep the people safe. I say build it. End quote. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.